Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE is doing great right now and it rules. Look, if you want to be one of these negative Nancys that's all like, oh, I think wrestling is the worst thing ever, more power to you. But I'm having a great time. So is the world of sports entertainment. As ever, when we do get to a successful period, usually it's because a bunch of individuals have become stars. And at the moment in world wrestling entertainment, of course we can talk about Roman Reigns, and we will do, but there's a bunch of other dudes and girls that really need a shout out to. So let's be lovely to these heroes, and I'm Simon from What Culture. Thank you very much for joining as always. Hit that subscribe button, and here's WWE superstars responsible for the boom. Number 9, Drew McIntyre. I mean, what a turnaround Drew has had in his WWE career. I mean, he came into the 2010s and everyone was like, oh my gosh, he's a second coming. He is going to be the WWE champion. When he got fired, reinvented himself, returned, and the flabbing guy became the WWE champion. I mean, WWE were also so happy to have him back, he barely spent any time in NXT when we got to the 2020 Royal Rumble, and he knocked Brock Lesnar over the top rope. Well, just go listen to the reaction. The Scottish Warrior was over. Don't forget that people were pleading for this at the time as well. And this, very sadly, the pandemic then came. And even though he did beat the Beast at WrestleMania, it was in a warehouse and he had to be victorious to absolutely no noise. It is not fun. The thing is, though, from this point on, WWE had to go through those horrible waters. And who was front and center, making sure we did want to tune in? It was damn Drew McIntyre. So without that, would the company be where it is now? Arguably no. That's why he's in this list. And sure, ever since people have come back to arenas, you can kind of argue that McIntyre's creative has been a little bit hit and miss. But he still comes across like a bona fide main eventer. He still had that terrific match with Gunther and Sheamus at WrestleMania. So once again, he gets a massive tick. Don't sleep on Drew. Number 8, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So genuinely, I think when all is said and done, we are going to look at Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and mutter to ourselves, well, they were some of the best wrestlers ever. I mean, genuinely, what can't they do and what haven't they done? I mean, even when their WWE contracts were up, the internet was like, oh my gosh, they have to go to AEW. But they re-signed and look at the fallout of this. Kevin Owens has now main evented 2 WrestleManias. Sami Zayn became one of the most popular wrestlers in the entire company. But that is where the argument ends, because them sticking with WWE was absolutely the right choice. And management knows this as well. I bet they look at both guys and be like, we can put them anywhere on the card, and they're going to make that match, they're going to make that feud, they're going to make that program, and they're going to make that promo better. Let's not pretend they didn't help the Bloodline story either, because they were a huge part of it. And while this does sound like silly Billy stuff, I really hope we do get to one Mania and we do KO versus Sammy for a world championship. That will just make me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. Number 7, Dominic Mysterio. So I mean it. Sit down, otherwise you're going to lose it. But when the time comes, if we play our cards right, and we can take all this momentum Dominic Mysterio has, you could switch him babyface, and I think there's a good chance he could explode. Not literally. Because we have seen this happen time and time again. You go heel, you earn your stripes, everybody starts to like you. When you can flip on a dime, you just fly off into the sky. I mean, this dude has totally found himself as the ex-condom, and his relationship with Rhea Ripley is absolutely fabu, and he does keep getting better in the ring. So I think his evolution has just been perfect, and don't forget, he is a Mysterio, and they just have good wrestling, I don't know, power in their genes. So all we have to do here is be patient and figure it out. Also, go look at his social media numbers. That is absolutely helping WWE, which is why he's a part of the boom. Number 6, Roman Reigns. Now look, Roman Reigns should obviously be number 1, but that's boring when we get to lists like this. I want to keep you on your tootsie toes. But of course, Roman has become the guy that WWE always wanted him to become, and he is a mega superstar legendary figure, and he's going to go down in the history books. Now, you can pretend otherwise, but the statistics will prove you wrong, because merchandise is up, house shows are up, gates are up, ratings are up, and anytime somebody says, oh, by the way, the head of the table is going to be involved, they increase even further. He has just totally smashed it. Also, if you do look at that bloodline angle, it does not work without our tribal chief. But also, he has hit a massive chord with younger viewers, which is why more of them are tuning in. They want to see what Roman is going to do, and dare I say it, they probably think he's pretty cool. And he's handsome. Though WWE were right, it just took them a little while to figure it out. And for those in the back that may not be listening, no. WWE is not in the position it's in right now without Roman Reigns. The fact is a fact, and I'm bringing you the facts. Long live Roman, I acknowledge it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, Gunther. So one thing that the WWE has been missing for ages, and you already know this, is credibility when it comes to the mid-card titles. Now, it is so important to do this because, one, you can balance out a show using them, but also, two, you can look at a wrestler and say, well, we need to get him to the main event. What can we do? Well, we can give him one of these brand new credible mid-card titles. You see how this works. I mean, we have seen the opposite approach to this, and it's pointless, which is where Gunther does get involved, because ever since he won the Intercontinental Championship, he has brought all the prestige back to it, to the point he actually beat the Honky Tonk Man's record, and that's been going for ages. I mean, the former Walter has been so damn good that people are like, oh my gosh, he's having the best matches that we've seen in WWE in years. And then from nowhere, someone just decided, actually, I think Gunther should beat Roman Reigns tomorrow. I don't think many people would complain because we've done a great job with him. This is why it is mad that when Vince McMahon first called him up, he didn't get him and he was going to send him back to NXT. And I'm sorry, this is the reason we came up with that phrase, because 2 + 2 = potato. That don't make no sense. He also brings a different style to the ring, which has also reeled in many other fans. So seriously, go back through the last 18 months or so. He has been damn pivotal to the product. Number 4, Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley has superstar written all over her. I mean, not literally. That would actually ruin the presentation. I mean, she is so impactful in WWE at the moment, we even mentioned her in somebody else's entry. So she's basically appearing twice on this damn thing. That proves my point. He also had that incredible WrestleMania match against Charlotte Flair and has been a huge reason why the Judgment Day has become one of those popular groups in the entire company. She also is just so damn legit. And when she's on the screen, you're like, yeah, she could kick everybody's ass. She is currently the women's world champion too, and I would keep that belt on her for well over 500 days. And have you seen the kind of numbers she is doing on TikTok? I do believe she is the most popular WWE superstar. And do you know how that ties in? People will watch her on social media, then they tune into the show. It's booming. So her stock is just going to continue to rise. And she's only 26 years old. This is going to become ridiculous. Number 3, Cody Rhodes. Are you into stats? Awesome, because you're going to love this. Because if you do go mega nerd and research all of this, as soon as Cody decided I'm going to leave AEW and go back to WWE, numbers just skyrocketed. I mean, the man absolutely did it. I mean, be it all Elite Wrestling fans or just Cody supporters, they all tuned in to WrestleMania 38 to watch his big return. And then they sat in their couches and went, actually, I'm going to hang around. And they have. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious to look back on this now too, because so many people are like, oh, he's just going to become Stardust again. And even if they did that tomorrow, I actually don't think it would matter, because the American Nightmare has landed his mark. I mean, we've essentially turned him into the brand new John Cena, but this time it's absolutely working. And much like Roman, he just increases house show numbers, he increases ratings, and he's selling merchandise like it's damn cheap. Have you seen those prices? It ain't cheap. We're absolutely tied into the upswing for WWE as the company did grow. And I would love to see an alternative version where Cody doesn't make that jump, because I actually think you would see the difference. And look, eventually he is going to be the world champion. And I think this will go higher still. Man is a damn hero and an inspiration. Number two, the Usos. So I don't think anybody predicted this. I mean, Jimmy and Jey Uso have always been a phenomenal tag team. That was obvious since day one. That was not meant to be a pun. But thanks to this bloodline angle, they have become so important to WWE and proven, hey, if you want us to be single stars, we can do that too. I mean, it's been one of the best parts of the bloodline angle because so many people have got momentum coming out the other side. I mean, you've got Solo Sikoa, you've got the Usos that we're talking about right now. We could do this all day. So when all this is done, the Usos can ride the wave as well. And look, once again, if you just look at social media, people love talking about these guys. So they have plugged themselves in. They have become huge successes. Number one, LA Knight. So I don't care what anybody says, this man has helped no end too. And it's not really anything to do with WWE, because LA got himself over organically, and then all of a sudden was selling t-shirts like crazy. Apparently, he was the number one seller, and this is a company with the likes of Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Knight is flying high. And sure, yes, he's a little bit like Stone Cold, and he's a little bit like The Rock, but who cares about that? Wrestling is all about borrowing from ideas that have come before you. And if you want to take from two of the biggest dudes ever, well, that just sounds really smart. He has now become such a highlight that people look forward to his entrance because they want to cheer. And never forget that is so important when it comes to wrestling. I mean, we mentioned Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was the same with him. Look at someone like Daniel Bryan. I'm not going to continue this because I'll run out of videotape, which is not a thing. But if we treat this right, I tell you, we can take all the momentum we currently have and we can keep it going. Knight's social media numbers, especially YouTube, are just crazy as well. So I'm going to stand here with my stupid bald head and I'm going to keep everything crossed that we do right by this man. Because if we do, well, happy days are ahead. Well, anyway, it's time for What Culture. Thank you very much as always. And do not forget that wrestling is really hard. So respect wrestlers as much as you can. I will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.